welcome to our broadcast. We're talking about apostasy. However, when the Bible talks about apostasy, it uses the little conjunction but, B-U-T, but. That is a word used to introduce something contrasting with the apostasy. We're going to look at it. Stay tuned. We've seen in our series on apostasy that Jude gave us 17 verses or so about apostasy, and then he said, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, building up yourselves in your faith, verse 20. Then in Hebrews chapter 10, we saw that some were wavering, and so there was a warning there that the remnant, those who were really serious about serving the Lord, needed to get into the battle, not only to build, but to battle. He talks in Hebrews 10 and 32 about a great fight. And so with this apostasy, we need to build, we need to battle. And today we want to talk about the fact that we need to beware, beware. Peter said, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Peter is one of my favorite characters in the Bible, maybe because he had a hard struggle with his life. He made a lot of mistakes like I do. He was sincere, though, and he was just always coming back to the Lord. We read that when he did fall aside, he went out and he wept bitterly. But several times you're going to find concerning Peter the little phrase, but Peter, in Acts 2 and 14, we find it says, but Peter standing up. In Acts 4 and 19, but Peter hearkened unto God. Then in Acts 5 and verse number 3, but Peter, it says, he dealt with Ananias and Sapphira. In 8 and 21 in the book of Acts, we read that he dealt with a hypocrite. He said, thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Peter didn't fool around. I like that. Now, we've seen, as previously mentioned, that Peter, you know, it says, but Peter followed afar off in Matthew 26 and 58, and he denied the Lord, but he went out and he repented and he wept bitterly. And it's interesting that when the Lord, at the time of his resurrection, he said to those ladies that came out to that tomb, he said, tell the disciples and Peter that I am risen from the dead. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 17. Well, Peter knew what it was to fall away, and it was this same Peter that said, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Now, I hope the people that are listening to this broadcast are steadfast. Our purpose in this broadcast is to encourage and to challenge the remnant, those who really want to stand true in this age of apostasy. Not much concerned about the others. They're going to go and do what they want to do anyway. They're not going to serve the Lord. They're just in it for what they can get. But if you're in this, you're serving the Lord because you love the Lord, then that's who I'm talking to. And that's who Peter was talking to when he said, beware, you could be led away, you could fall from your own steadfastness. Jesus said, beware, in Matthew 7 and 15, he said, beware the false prophets, they're going to come to you in sheep's clothing. He said in Matthew 10 and 17, beware of men and the world. He said in Matthew 16 and verse 6, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. He said that three times in Matthew. He said, watch out for those Pharisees and Sadducees. Who's that? That's the spiritual leaders. He said, watch out for them. In Mark, he said it once. In Mark, he added the scribes. And then twice in the book of Luke, he said, watch out for that phony leadership. And we got a lot of phony leadership running under the banner of fundamentalism these days. Jesus said, beware. He also said in Luke 12, verse number 15, beware of covetousness. Yes, we can have that problem. You can be as sincere as you can be. And yet we read, Paul had to say, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. He was certainly part of the remnant. He traveled with Paul the apostle for some time, but he got covetous. Beware, Jesus said. Peter said in our verse that we looked at here, beware lest you be led away from your steadfastness. We read in Hebrews 13 and verse 9, be not carried about with divers or many strange doctrines. Ephesians 4:14, Paul warned the people at the church there at Ephesus to be no more children carried about with every wind of doctrine. We have an example of that in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 13, where it says even Barnabas was carried away with their dissimulation. The word means hypocrisy. And he was led away because Peter was being a coward at that time. And he was publicly rebuked for it. Now listen, if Peter could go astray, if Barnabas could go astray, then you know very well that you and I can go astray too, no matter how sincere we are. Beware, the Bible says. Well, it talks about apostasy, but building apostasy, we have to build, we have to battle, and to the remnant, he also says, beware, beware, because if you are seriously serving Jesus Christ, then you can rest assured that you are Satan's target. You're the one he's after. Paul spoke to the Colossians in Colossians 2 and verse number 8, and he said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Who was he talking to? What kind of Christians were they at Colossae? Well, we read in chapter 1 and verse 2, they were faithful. Verse 4, they were full of faith. Verse 4 says they loved the saints. Verse 5 tells us they had hope. Verse 6 says they were bearing fruit. Verse 6 also tells us they had grace, that is the desire and the ability to do God's will. And it was to these people that Paul the Apostle said, beware, beware, watch out. You are Satan's target. In Colossians 2, verse 4, he says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. That word beguile means to deceive. With enticing words. We're warned about that a lot in the Bible. Peter warned about it. 2 Peter 2:18, he says, they'll come with swelling words. Jude warned about it. The same phrase in Jude 1 and 16, they'll have swelling words. John warned about it in 3 John chapter 1, verse number 10. He said, they'll come with malicious words. And then Peter warned about it. They'll come with feigned words, and they'll make merchandise of you. 2 Peter 2 and 3. Paul warned about them subverting the hearers with their words that are subverting the hearers. 2 Timothy 2:14. Paul warned the Christians at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 2:5 to watch out for their flattering words. In Colossians 2 and 4, he talked about enticing words to those faithful Colossians. That's who he was saying. Beware, look out. He said, he warns in Romans 16 and verse 18, by good words and fair speeches, they will deceive you. So he gives some instructions for these good Christians at Colossae. He says to them in verse 6, walk in the Lord. Verse 7, be rooted in him. Verse 7, be built up in him. He said in verse 7, be established in the faith. Be established in the faith. And he said in verse 8, beware, beware. Now we're going to expand on this verse in our next program. He said seven things here in Colossians 2 and verse 8. He said, beware. Second, he said, lest any man spoil you. Third, he said, they're going to spoil you through philosophy. Fourth, he said, watch out for the vain deceit. Then fifth, he said, watch out, beware that you're not after the tradition of men. Then sixth, he said, you go after the rudiments of the world. And verse seven, he says, and then you're not after Christ. Be warning. He's warning them. And we need to be warned today. Apostasy, but build your faith. Apostasy, but battle your fight. Apostasy, but beware, because it's your future that we're talking about.